Hello, my name is Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. So you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another. The date today is the 14th of October 2009 and the time is 3:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name's Catherine Latimer, I'm 32 and I'm from Newcastle.
And how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, looking forward to it.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
It was just something that kind of grabbed my attention when I heard about it, and I wasn't too sure what it was when I first heard about it, and as soon as I kind of looked into it, I just thought, what a fantastic opportunity. It would just be great to be a part of something like that. And when I entered, when I, you know, put my name down, it was a little bit the same as when you get a lottery ticket. You tend to think, oh well, you know, it won't be me. So it was great to find out that I had a place.
And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Oh well, to be honest, it's the initial excitement from finding out you've got a place to then working out what you're going to do with that time, because it's, you know, that, to have a platform for an hour to do anything, you know, it suddenly feels like quite a big responsibility almost. So I've like talked lots of people about it who've given me loads of ideas. I've had loads of ideas myself, but I've just come back around full circle almost to thinking, well, it's something that I'm doing for me. I'm not normally somebody who would kind of be a part. I don't normally put myself forward for things, so for me to kind of get up there and put myself on display is quite a big thing. So I'm just gonna, my plan is really just to go up there and just kind of be me for the hour and just enjoy it. Hopefully, you know, get a few messages from people or even take a few phone calls from people if anybody wants to speak. Apart from that, I was just gonna write out some cards, make and write out some cards to send people just to mark the occasion. So yeah, I kind of reined it all back in and just thought, keep it simple and just enjoy it.
And have you selected who you will write a card to?
Well, I have actually, but I'm a bit worried I'm not going to have time to do it for everybody, to be honest. So I haven't in any way prioritised or anything like that, but kind of close friends and family. I mean, one idea was, I thought, well, you know, I've just recently bought my Christmas cards and I never get them written out and sent in time. I thought I can write my Christmas cards up there. And that's what kind of led me around to this idea, because, you know, I send emails, text messages all the time, and I can't remember the last time I, you know, wrote to somebody. So, and it's nice receiving a card through the post. So yeah.
And will you talk, do you think? Are you there?
I think so, yeah. I'm saying that now. I'm thinking, well, I'm not afraid to, you know, I can speak out and talk to people. How I'll feel when I actually get up there. I think I will. I mean, I don't see it being a like a constant talking all the time, and but I would like to interact a little bit, you know, with the people who are there. It's good that there's lots of plinthers back as well, with it being the last day. And that's because at first you think, oh, is it going to be really quiet, or, you know, and when I turned up and there's a few people about, you think, but then actually I thought, do you know, that's lovely. It's nice because it's people who've, you know, there's a lot of people there who've been up and done it, and everyone just seems really excited and in good spirits, and it's just a nice atmosphere. So yeah.
And did you think about what you would wear for the occasion?
No, it wasn't a big part. I mean, basically, I'm just wearing jeans. I'm dressed for comfort. I'm thinking it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I need to be warm. I did go down the possible fancy dress costume. What could I wear? And again, it was just kind of keeping it simple. You know, I thought I could go up in a fancy dress costume. And I've seen people up there, and it's fun and it's great. But I thought, no, I'm just going up there just to be me. So if I've got a big costume on and I'm hidden, on the one hand I might prefer that, but I'm trying to, for me anyway, just to be brave and just stand up there as I am.
And how are you feeling about going up there?
Good. No, I've been really positive, looking forward to it. I would say yesterday and today the nerves have definitely kicked in a little bit. Really looking forward to it, but definitely starting to feel a little bit nervous. Yeah.
And you're going out there as you today. Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've already said I'm from Newcastle, the northeast of England. Again, that was another idea I had, one of many, because I'm proud of where I come from. I'm proud to be a Geordie. One idea was I thought I could bring things out, represent the North. I haven't done that, but basically I was born in Newcastle and lived in various places in the northeast. But I'm back in Newcastle at the moment. I'm working. It's my job's an admin role that I've been doing for the past year. And I've got a horse. That's kind of my thing, really. That's my hobby. That's my passion. That's what I love doing. Horses. Yeah.
How long have you had horses?
Since I was 9. I got a little pony when I was 9. I'm 32 now, and I've got a horse called Arnie who's now 18, and I've had him since he was 3. So, yeah, go back quite a way.
And what do you like about horses and horse riding?
There's loads of things I love about horses, but for me it's one thing that I've always stuck at. All through my life I've maybe been the kind of person who'll try something or start something with the best of intentions and then maybe, you know, not necessarily give up but just not be as interested, whereas it's one thing that it doesn't matter what the weather is or anything, I'm always happy to kind of, you know, put my boots out and go down and into the field where it's windy and blowing a gale and freezing cold, and it's just what makes me happy. Mm. What I enjoy doing, yeah.
And you've got your own horse now, you said?
Yeah. So he takes up a lot of my time and money. But I wouldn't change it. It's just he kind of comes along. It's kind of like we're a bit of a package. Obviously I'm married as well. My husband's not particularly interested, or you know, he's not into horses in the way I am, but I think he recognises that that Arnie's kind of part of the deal, and he's happy enough for that. But it is quite a big part of your life, looking after them.
How often do you spend with him?
Well, I go through every day. Saying that, my dad is, I can't keep him away, to be honest, so if I can't make it then he'll go through and check on him. But generally, I'm there every day. In the summer, it's less work. In the winter, it's a lot harder. You need to be up there twice a day. So a couple of hours a day at least, probably more. Yeah.
And your husband, you said, how did you meet your husband?
Oh, right. Well, I met him in Newcastle on an evening out, actually. It was a 70s night, a bit of cheesy disco music, and he asked me to dance, and then we boogied away to Earth, Wind and Fire and such like. and it just went from there, really.
How long have you been married?
5 years. Just had our 5th wedding anniversary in October, so yeah, 5 years, and we've been together 10 years, so a while. Yeah. And he's back home, but I think he set the alarm, so he's getting up to watch.
And today you're going to be on the plinth as yourself. Have you told your friends and family that you're doing this?
I have, yeah. And it has a mixed response from people who've heard of it, and I would say the majority of people have. And are just really excited about it, you know, just, and can't believe that I'm actually doing it as well. So it's kind of generated a lot of conversation that way, in terms of, you know, what to do and what would they do and ideas and stuff. So yeah, I have talked to people. People know that I'm doing it. Yeah.
And what's important to you at the moment in your life? What's happening for you?
My life at the moment. Well, I don't know how in depth you want to go, but for me, I suppose the next stage, kind of what I'm thinking about is kind of starting a family, if you like. That's what's kind of going through my mind. So, yeah. So that's hopefully the next stage, the next chapter. It just feels, I kind of feel ready now, whereas all through my 20s I didn't. And then I don't know what, you know, I don't know if it's the old biological clock type thing, I'm not sure. But yeah, I would definitely, and as well as that, again, just continuing kind of with the horse, I suppose it's a lifestyle, it's kind of a way of life. So so kind of just keep going as I am. The thing that this has made me realise, because it's doing this, taking part in this project, it's really has made me evaluate what's important to me, you know, what I'm going to use my time up there to do. And and it's kind of, it's made me realise that I'm actually quite happy with my lot. I am quite happy and content, and everything's good. There's a lot of horrible, nasty things out there in the world. There's a lot of things that I could stand up there easily and protest about, or, you know, I'd love to kind of raise awareness for, you know, different issues. But no, I've chosen just to kind of, just for me to get up there for an hour and just see how it goes. Yeah.
And who are you doing this for?
Who am I doing it for? Again, I would have to say it's something for me. Something for me to kind of not to prove to myself. It started off as a wow, what a great idea, and then oh wow, I've got a place, and then is it something that I should be doing? You know, is what I'm doing art, or, you know, that whole kind of debate. But really, it isn't for anybody else. It sounds like I'm being really selfish, it feels, but yeah, no, I'm just getting up there for me. So it's just one of those things I'd love to look back and always be able to say that I was something I was a part of. Yeah.
And what experiences would you say have made you?
Well, there's good things and bad things. I mean, out of every bad thing, you can take a positive. Silly accidents like pulling out both of my front teeth, my adult front teeth, when I was at whatever age, 11 or something ridiculous, and then having to have a couple of years of orthodontist kind of braces and all the rest of it. And that, you know, you think, oh God, it's a terrible thing, but actually looking back, my teeth weren't that great, so at least it's straightened all my teeth. And that's a bit of a trivial thing, but things happen, and not necessarily saying they happen for a reason, but you've kind of got to take what you can from each experience. Things that have influenced me, main thing that's influenced me is when I was 14, my mum had a stroke, and, you know, being told that they didn't think she was going to make it through the night and that was it, that was a huge thing to deal with, you know, to see your dad kind of cry and go, you know, and go through all of that. And then thankfully she's still with us, and she's absolutely great. But it took probably at least 3 years for her to get back to the level where she's at now. It was a severe stroke, and she's paralysed on one side, and it's affected her speech, and, you know, she's really, really been through it. But she's the kind of happiest, cheeriest out of all of us. You know, she's amazing, really. So yeah, I would say things like that happening, definitely, yeah, make you kind of value, I don't know, life, what's important, all of that, not taking things for granted and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hopes for your life? What would you like to achieve?
I still feel like there's loads that I want to achieve. There's just not enough time. Which is in a way is a bit of an excuse, because I'm terrible for putting things off, because I think I want to do this, I want to do that, and I think, oh, I haven't got the time at the minute. I haven't, you know, I mean, I've In terms of hopes, it's I mean, it's the simple things like being happy. That's what's really important to me. But then there's also things like, I suppose, being fulfilled, where, like, work-wise, career-wise. There's loads of things that, in terms of the future, there's loads of things that I want to do. I want to do I haven't done a degree, but I want to do an open university degree in biology, which I've been saying for, I've been building up to for the past year. I want to learn to play the guitar, lots of silly things, and then lots of maybe bigger, more significant things. But yeah, just keep experiencing new things. Yeah.
And is there any statement that you would like to make, or message you would like to convey today, before your hour in the clinic, or as part of it?
I don't feel like that I'm in any way kind of, not maybe qualified isn't the word, but who am I to kind of give advice, I suppose. Just I think it's just that it's important to kind of just be yourself. That's it.
Okay, thank you very much.